ABC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Take a stand to beautify our land was the theme for Labor Day 2014, and that's exactly what the UDC did at the Fort Clarence Beach in Helsha, St. Catherine. We look back at the day's activities. We'll also tell you about the Croc Adventure Fair. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. From as early as 8 a.m. on Labor Day, May 23, UDC staff, community members, family and friends were at the Fort Clarence Beach, cleaning up the area around the mangrove, lining the eastern section of the beach. UDC volunteer Lorian Harris tells us why that area was targeted.
Because the area is connected to the coastal zone, you find that the garbage that goes out there sometimes gets trapped and causes a problem for the marine animals. The mangroves are also important because they provide wave buffering, flood control, as well as filtering sediment and improve water quality. These were some of the reasons that we decided to target that area in particular around Fort Clarence Beach.
Fort Clarence is a popular white sand beach destination on the eastern coast of Jamaica. The 16-hectare property is popular for family fun days and picnics, an ideal relaxation spot for residents of Helsha, Portmore, and Kingston. And president of the All Helsha Leadership Council, David Barnett, was also on hand with his team to beautify the beach. He tells us why they continue to partner with the UDC on similar initiatives.
UDC is that agency that has overall responsibility for Helsha, and being a part of the Port and Bight, you would appreciate the sensitive nature of that area. And the UDC has made all the efforts to ensure that protected area continue really to do what it's supposed to do. So really, Helsha Leadership Council must support the UDC in this effort because we also benefit as a community.
The corporation also carried out cleanup activities along the waterfront in Montego Bay, St. James. The Croc Adventure is another environment-related activity the UDC is collaborating on.
The Jamaica Crocodile Working Group, having identified the need for increased awareness and education about the importance of crocodiles and to dissuade and discourage persons from harming them, as we've seen increased reports of them being harmed whether or not for food or fear, we have come up with the Crocodile Conservation and Enviro Fair.
The fair, set for Saturday, June 7 at Hope Zoo from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., promises to be a day full of fun activities centered on the American crocodile and other endangered species.
We'll have live crocodile encounters. So for those people who might be a little adventurous, we'll give them the opportunity to physically interact with small or medium crocodiles, depending on their preference. For those people who can appreciate them from a distance, if at all, we'll also give them that opportunity to have them in enclosed areas and they can view them from a distance. We'll also have exhibitors and booth displays, games and rides. There'll be various demonstrations having to deal with mostly crocodiles, but other animals as well. People also get access to the zoo in general, so they're kind of getting a full whammy.
Again, Croc Adventure is set for Saturday, June 7 at Hope Zoo, starting at 10 a.m. The cost is $800 for adults and $400 for children pre-sale. It's $900 at the gate for adults and $500 for children.
Tickets are available from any of the Jamaica Crocodile Working Group partners, and those include TPDCO, NEPA, Urban Development Corporation, the Hope Zoo, and SeaCamp. They can also get tickets at Baby Bop and Candy Craze.
Environmental coordinator at the UDC and project manager for Croc Adventure, Denise Vassiana. Come on out with the family and friends and enjoy a crocodile adventure. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC is a delegated authority responsible for managing lands within Helsha Hills, which is part of the Portland Bight Protected Area? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 922-831-0024 or log on to udcja.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or visit our information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camilla Guthrie.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.